Gotta do another recording real quick. I'm not worried about background noise. I got a notification or an email saying that in June you're not gonna be able to like record on the app anymore. So I figure I need to hurry then. I've got till June. This has been extremely spaced out. I don't know why I've taken so long, but it's time to crunch. I've been watching a bunch of other stuff, and studying a bunch of other stuff. Around the Bible, around Revelations, around post-trib, things like that. And yeah, I guess I've been away for a while, but I'm back and we're gonna pick back up chapter 19. And here we go. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, 'You are holy, for I am holy, Jehovah your God. Each man of you shall fear his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am Jehovah your God. Do not turn yourself to the idols, and you shall not make molten gods for yourselves. I am Jehovah your God. And if you sacrifice a sacrifice of peace offerings to Jehovah, you shall sacrifice it at your pleasure. It shall be eaten in the day of your sacrificing it, and on the morrow, and that which is left on the third day shall be burned with fire." What if there is none left? I mean, it's nitpicking, right? But what if there is none left? What if you smash it all and the leftovers are so banging, you crush them the next day, and then on day three, there's like, I mean, it doesn't say you have to save something to burn. Huh. That which is left on the third day. I mean, unless they plan on you killing a big old animal, I guess, right? Like, how much food should you have? 3 days worth, I guess. Huh. And if it is all eaten on the third day, it is unclean. It shall not be accepted. Oh. And if, well, I guess the next sentence would have helped. And if it is all eaten on the third day, it is unclean. It shall not be accepted. So you can't eat it all? And he who shall eat his shall bear his iniquity. And he, man, this is hard to say. And he who shall eat his shall bear his iniquity. That's a weird sentence. For he has polluted the holy thing of Jehovah, and that person shall be cut off from his people. Wait a minute. What? So if you don't have something to burn on the third day, they're just gonna. You're gonna get kicked out of the tribe? That is insane. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to say it's insane, but that's crazy. That's different. And it doesn't say what he's polluted. Just he has polluted the holy thing of Jehovah. The thing. Like the bird or the animal, the sacrifice. I don't know why I thought bird, but anyway. And as you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corner. Corner? Yeah. Corner of your field. It looks like comer. Sorry that the R and the N are so close together. You shall not completely reap the corner of your field, and you shall not gather the gleaning of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, and you shall not gather what has been left of your vineyard. You shall leave them to the poor and to the alien. I am Jehovah your God. You shall leave them to the poor and the alien. Sounds like they're talking to the people harvesting in in Texas. You know what I mean? You let the people cross and have that cabbage, don't you? That's weird too. That glean, I guess, must mean cut or. That's I mean that's what I'm thinking. Like you're not to cut it. Vineyard cut the grapes. Its words are so specific about a vineyard. Why would you need to leave the grapes to the poor and the alien? Okay, moving on, sorry. You shall not steal, nor lie, nor deceive to one another. And you shall not swear by my name to a falsehood, nor shall you pollute the name of your God, I am Jehovah. You shall not extort your neighbor, nor rob. Okay, you shall not extort your neighbor, nor rob. You shall not allow the wages of one hired to remain with you until morning. What? Is that to curb prostitution? Should not allow the wages of one hired to remain with you till morning. What if you're doing like a weekend job on some vacation rental and you gotta take a crew up there and stay there for a weekend? Like, huh. You shall not revile the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, for you shall be afraid of your God. I am Jehovah. Yeah, that would be a pretty messed up thing to do. I guess revile means talk poorly about them and putting things in front of blind people. That's just not a cool thing. I bet you someone's done it for a TikTok video, though. Or it's coming, you know? Yeah, that's the world we live in for sure. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. You shall not respect the person of the poor, nor favor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go slandering among your people. You shall not stand up against the blood of your neighbor. I am Jehovah. I gotta back up. I thought you weren't supposed to judge. That was different than... Let me break that. You shall not do unrighteousness in judgment. Okay? You shall not respect the person of the poor. What? You shall not respect the person of the poor. What does that mean? Nor favor the person of the mighty. So, you shouldn't respect your pastor, favor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. I thought you were not supposed to judge. I thought you were supposed to be friendly with your neighbor. That was weird. I just heard three clickings in the microphone, but I didn't hear them actually happen around me. Huh. You shall not go slandering among your people. You shall not stand up against the blood of your neighbor. I am Jehovah. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall certainly reprove your neighbor and not allow sin on him. See, now that makes more sense. That's going back towards like the, you know, love thy neighbor, but the thou shalt not judge in this saying that, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. What? It just seems so contradictory. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Jehovah. You shall love your neighbor, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. Okay. In righteousness. Oh, maybe that just means like by his good deeds you should judge him, right? By his righteousness. Maybe I'm perceiving that wrong. It would be more likely that I'm the idiot here than anyone else, so. Okay, that makes more sense in context, so. That works for me. You shall keep my statutes and shall not cause your livestock to breed with different kinds. You shall not sow your field with different kinds, and you shall not allow a garment mingled of linen and wool to come upon you. I'm not sure I know what that means. Mingled? So not mixed? Yeah, I think somewhere else in here it had mentioned not mixing materials. I think I do remember that. And when a man lies with a woman with semen, and she is a slave girl, betrothed to a man, and not truly redeemed, and freedom not having been given to her, there shall be an inquest. They shall not be put to death. Because she was not free. And she shall bring in his guilt offering to Jehovah to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation a ram for a guilt offering. And the priest shall make the atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering before Jehovah for his sin which he has sinned. and it shall be forgiven him because his sin he has sinned. That was wild. So you can sleep with your slave girl as long as she can get her hands on a ram and bring it before Jehovah and as an offering, and then your sins are good. They don't mention her. They don't mention her. They do say him and he and his when saying that the sin will be good. He'll be forgiven, that, you know, shall be forgiven him because of his sin he has sinned. But does that cover her? Is she not a sinner in that case because she wasn't free? Is that what it's saying? She didn't have a, yeah, maybe she didn't have a choice, so it's not her sin because she's a slave. Betrothed to a man, so she's married though, and not truly redeemed, and freedom not having been given her. Yeah, so she doesn't have a choice. There shall be an inquest. They should not be put to death. Yeah, because why would you kill her? It's not her fault. Because she was not free. Okay, so that makes more sense. All right. This is all about me trying to figure this out as we go. So sorry if that wasn't confusing to you and you didn't have an issue and I just, you know, rammed that down your throat. But yeah, okay, that makes more sense. So they're only addressing the clarity of his sin because he's the only one sinning in that scenario. And when you come into the land and have planted all of the food trees, then you shall expose its foreskin, its fruit. It shall be uncircumcised for you 3 years. It shall not be eaten. I've heard that before. And it's funny that they said trees. They them like specifically mentioned trees. But I've heard that before, like trees that bear fruit, you don't harvest them the first three times that they bear fruit. And then the fourth harvest, I think you take the best fruit and you're supposed to give that as an offering. And then after that, the tree is supposed to produce crazy. Now, I've seen videos on YouTube and I maybe BitChute where, and I think it's the same guy every time, so I don't want to mislead you, but I think it's a lemon tree, and the guy's got like basketball sized lemons. He does. He's got, it is wild looking. He's got like some basketball sized lemons. He claims they're from the tree and that he did that with this tree. And then he says, I think he says he has like four more trees that he's doing it with. But I don't remember if that was him or if that was someone else that was going to do that. But either way, he basically just said that, you know, on the fourth harvest, he just took what he thought was the best looking so many. And he wrote on them for the church or for the offer. I think he wrote the offering or something like that. And he literally, you know, gave them at the church for the offering. Like when they handed around the plate or something, he said he didn't put them in the plate with the money. He just kind of walked up and stacked them all on a table in front as an offering. And they said that would be fine. And they took them or whatever. So, but yeah, after that, he claims that tree since then, every time it bears fruit, that it bears an enormous amount of fruit, and that the fruit that it bears is enormous itself. So I think that's where we're going with this. 3 years and it shall not be eaten. And in the fourth year, all its fruit is holy. It is for the praises for Jehovah. Okay, so maybe all of it. But I thought, so in something, it might have been in here we saw that too or read that earlier, that the fourth fruiting, the best fruits go to the offering. I don't think you take like your rotted or your deformed fruit, but here it's just saying that whole harvest, I guess, is really generalizing it, is praises for Jehovah. And in the fifth year, you shall eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase. I am Jehovah your God. Yeah, because it may yield to you its increase. So like the size of the fruit itself is all when it you know produces it. It's going to be way larger than your average fruit, which is awesome. I mean, if that's for the 5 years, I hope you got enough trees. Anyway, you shall not eat with the blood. You shall not divine or conjure spirits. All right. Yeah, no, I'm solid with all that. That just came out of nowhere. We're talking about trees, and then all of a sudden, you shall not eat with the blood, and you shall not divine nor conjure spirits. But yeah, no, I'm good with that. That sounds right. You shall not round the corner of your head, nor mar the corner of your beard. Oh. Are they talking about cutting your hair? You shall not round the corner of your head, nor mar the corner of your beard. That's, to me, that means they're talking about cutting your hair and your beard. But, so you're not supposed to cut your hair? Not allowed to? And you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, and you shall not put yourself any writing or mark, I am Jehovah. Well, I believe that. I got a tattoo on my leg, and I got a tattoo on my arm. I'd remove them in a heartbeat if I could afford to, because it's something I did when I was 22. I'm 43 now. I could just do without both of them, especially the one on my leg. Dear Lord, the one on my leg. I would love to just see that vanish. It's like a voodoo doll from the cover of a band's album that I didn't listen to then. I don't listen to now. It was free. I don't know. You shall not pollute your daughter to cause her to go whoring. I'm down with that. That sounds good. That the land may not go whoring and the land become full of wickedness. Yeah. Yeah, no, that sounds good. That sounds good. I try not to pollute my daughter. I really, really scrutinize everything that she interacts with and make sure that it's on a level that's safe for her and spiritually. But the one thing I can't seem to get her away from, and I thought I had, but her mom got her the CD. I guess they reprinted it for some reason, but the Taylor Swift 1989, and I think Taylor Swift is evil. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, but dang, if she doesn't like that CD, like that whole album, she'll listen to it over and over. Not great. I'm hoping she'll phase out of it pretty quickly and we can get back to Lori Berkner and the other stuff we were listening to, but dang, that woman just put spells on little girls. It's incredible. You shall keep my Sabbaths, and you shall revere my sanctuary. I am Jehovah. You shall not turn to those having similar spirits, and you shall not seek to spiritists to be defiled by them. I am Jehovah your God. I need to read that whole little paragraph again. So we're in chapter 19, and that's verse 31. You shall not turn to those having familiar spirits. Not sure what that means. And you shall not seek the spiritists to be defiled by them. I am Jehovah your God. Excuse me. Sorry. Does that mean you shall not turn to those having familiar spirits? Does that mean like your dead ones? Dead loved ones? And you shouldn't go to like a spiritist, like somebody that's going to... like a medium that's going to lie to you? I don't know. I don't understand that at all. You shall not turn to those having familiar spirits, and you shall not seek to spiritists to be defiled by them. I am Jehovah your God. I don't understand that at all. That's got to be completely honest. You shall rise up in the face of gray hairs, and you shall honor the face of an old man, and fear your God. I am Jehovah. I'm down with that. I don't care if I became a millionaire tomorrow. I'll never get a facelift or play with my looks. I earned every wrinkle, every white hair. I don't seem to have any gray hairs. They're going from my natural color to white. So, but I got plenty of white hairs and I earned every one of them. You know what I mean? I wouldn't shake them off for nothing. yeah. And when an alien resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress him. As the native... Oh, hold on, sorry. I'm using a thing on my TV, off my Xbox, for light, extra light for reading, because it's really dark in here. I could make it brighter, but I'd have to light up half this area I'm in, half the house to get to the area I'm in, so the TV works best anyway. Where were you? When an alien resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress him, okay? As the native among you, so shall be the alien who resides with you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your God. And I'm down with that, as long as the alien's an alien and not like a militant, right? So, as long as we're dealing with aliens that are at some point going to become citizens just like me, then We're good. I'm fine with that. Just no agendas, please. I'm too old. My kid's too young. All right. I think that was the end of chapter 19. Moving over to chapter 20. That was a long chapter compared to a lot of the last ones. There's 21. Right there. This doesn't look too bad. Maybe I'm taking a long time. Let me see if I can speed up a little bit. Chapter 20. And Jehovah spoke to Moses. What is that noise? One second. I don't know what that noise was. Huh. I don't have a fan or a furnace or anything that's going to make that noise. Oh, you know what? That might have been the dog. That might have been the dog scratching in the cage. And that would be your collar. That was jingling. Okay, sorry about that. It sounds so weird to me because I have headphones on, so, or in, actually. Where was I? And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "And you shall say to the sons of Israel, any man of the sons of Israel and of the aliens who are living in Israel." Oh, man, hold on. I got to get this closer to me. This is too hard to read. "Who are living in Israel, who gives of his seed to Moloch, shall certainly be put to death." I'm down with that, too. "The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I shall set my face against that man and shall cut him off from the midst of his people. For he has given of his seed to Moloch." And it's funny. It's like, so Moloch, I think it's Molech, Moloch. It's spelled M-O-L-E-C-H. Molech? I think you say it Moloch, though. Or pronounce it Moloch, whatever. "So as to defile my sanctuary and to pollute my holy name. And if the people of the land truly hide their eyes from that man, as he gives his seed to Moloch, so as not to put him to death, then I shall set my face against that man and against his family, and shall cut him off, and all who go whoring after him, even going whoring after Moloch, from the midst of their people." Huh. Yeah. Boy, I hope it gives more description of Moloch and what all that is, because... Yeah. "And the person who turns to those having familiar spirits and to the spiritist to go whoring after them, I shall set my face against that person and cut him off from the midst of his people. And you shall sanctify yourselves, and you shall sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am Jehovah your God. And you shall keep my statutes, and you shall do them. I am Jehovah who is sanctifying you. And any man who curses his father and his mother shall certainly be put to death." Whoa. "He has cursed his father and his mother. His blood shall be on him." Okay, I so by this, I'm going to go with, like, legit curses. We're talking, like, Illuminati, you know, in my mind, anyway, in my opinion, the way I'm perceiving this is, like, you know, what do they call it? Sacrifices, things like that, you know what I mean? Putting curses on your your parents like that, which makes sense, you know what I mean? Because that kind of goes along with the Moloch worship, right? And all of that, so gematria and the using the symbols of the stars and the sky, the alignments, and wicked stuff. So, "And a man who commits adultery with a man's wife, who commits adultery with the wife of his neighbor, the adulterer and the adulteress are surely to be put to death. And a man who lies with his father's wife, who has uncovered his nakedness of his father, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be on them. And a man who lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have made a shameful mixture. Their blood shall be on them. And a man who lies with a male as one lies with a woman, both of them have done a disgusting thing. They shall certainly be put to death. Their blood shall be on them. And a man who takes a woman and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall burn him and them. And there shall be no wickedness in your midst." Sorry I started to laugh because I paused. Immediately in my mind, I thought of almost every porn star is just, they're done. They're done. Because that's like a common theme, right? Anyway. "And a man who lies with an animal shall certainly be put to death, and you shall kill the animal." Oh.
That seems unfair. Yeah, and you shall kill the animal. And if a woman draws near to any animal, too. Hold on. I gotta flip a page. Yeah, that seems a little unfair there for the animal. You'd think they'd be viewed more like the slave girl. Because, I mean, what if the animal, like, is, you know, your slave? You use the same thing kind of on a farm. If the slave's just there to work and that's all that the animal's doing, you're just feeding them and housing them and whipping them to do what they, you know, you need them to do, which is kind of what happens to a lot of farm animals. I'm not saying that's all of them, but back more so in the day or these times. It seems odd that the animal would be punished. Huh. I find that a little unfair, but whatever. I'm not the judge. He is the Lord. He will choose. Or has chose. Okay, and if a woman draws near to any animal too, to lie with it, you shall even put to death the woman and the animal. They are surely to be put to death. Their blood shall be on them. It's weird that it says that you shall even put to death the woman and the, I mean, like, you for surely are going to kill the guy and the animal, but the woman, yeah, we're going to go ahead and kill her too. Like, but it's like an afterthought, right? Like, it's weird. And if a man takes his sister, the daughter of his father, let me start over. And if a man takes his overtime incest, okay. If a man takes his sister, the daughter of his father, or daughter of his mother, and he has seen her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a shame, and they shall be cut off before the eyes of the sons of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. And if a man lies with a menstruous woman, and he has uncovered her nakedness, he has made her fountain bare, and he shall uncover the fountain of her blood. And he has uncovered the fountain of her blood. Even both of them shall be cut off from the midst of their people. And you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor your father's sister, so we're covering aunts now, because he has made naked his near kin. They shall bear their iniquity. Sorry, I gotta adjust this so I can see it better. They shall bear their iniquity. If a man lies with his aunt, see, it's weird that now we're just going to address, because it's the same thing with your mother's sister is your aunt, right? Or your father's sister, because he has made naked his near kin. Yeah. But then now we're just going to address it more directly. If a man lies with his aunt, he has uncovered the nakedness of his uncle. Oh. So if it's your mother's brother's wife. Okay. I see. He has uncovered the nakedness of his uncle. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. Ouch. And if a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. Oh, man. And if a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. It just said that twice? Or did I just read that twice? No. It's 21. Oh, it's printed twice. Whoa. That's the first time I've run into this. Literally, verse 21's just, it's printed twice. These are hand printed, so whoever was printing this out by hand might have paused right there and then forgot when they came back that maybe that was a bathroom break. When they came back, they started on the same one they left on. Okay. They shall be childless. Okay. And you shall keep all my statutes and all my judgments, and should do them. And the land where I am bringing you to live in it shall not vomit you out. Well, that's good. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out from before you, for all these they have done, and I am disgusted with them. So you don't go back to what they were doing to you or was being done before. I just lost my light again. I think. There we go. But I have said to you, you shall surely possess their land, and I am giving it to you to possess it, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Jehovah your God, who has set you apart from the nations, and you shall make a difference between the clean animals and the unclean, and between the unclean fowl and the clean. And you shall not make yourself filthy by beast or by fowl, or by anything which swarms the ground, which I have set apart to you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me, for I, Jehovah, am holy. and I have set you apart from the nations to become mine. And a man or woman, when there is among them a medium or a fortune teller, shall certainly be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood is on them. Well, that was wild. We just went straight after the... Because I was mentioning mediums earlier, and here we just addressed it completely, a medium. And so it's not a spiritist, right? Because when they've said spiritist, and a man or woman, when there is among them a medium or a fortune teller, so they specifically, medium or fortune teller, shall certainly be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood is on them. Doesn't explain why. I'm going to rock out one more chapter because it doesn't look long at all. Chapter 22 starts to get a little longer. Yep, they start to draw back out a little more. This one's short, though. Chapter 21. And Jehovah said to Moses, speak to the priest, Aaron's sons, and you shall say to them, none shall be defiled for the dead among his people, but for his relative who is near to him, for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, the virgin, who is near to him, who has not been with a man, for her he may be defiled. A leader shall not defile himself among his people, to pollute himself. They shall not make their heads bald, and they shall not shave the edge of their beard, and they shall not make a cutting in their flesh. So I'm guessing that's like I'm cutting in their flesh. That I'm trying to think, because we do branding now. Maybe they did something like that with cutting, though. They are holy to their God, and they shall not pollute the name of their God. For they offer the fire offerings of Jehovah, bread of their God, and they are holy. They shall not take a woman who is a harlot. Now, wait a minute. We're not there by any means yet, but didn't Jesus, like Mary, was it Mary? Somebody, Jesus, didn't the chick he have, wasn't she, like, used to be a harlot? I mean, I'm not saying that for fact. I'm just like the general story that I've always kind of known as I thought he did. But anyway, Leviticus. I don't even know if we're into the New Testament yet, or if this is Old Testament. I don't. Not 100% difference about the. Are sure about the difference there? Yeah. Where was I? They are holy. They shall not take a woman who is a harlot, okay, and or polluted, nor shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy to his God, and you shall sanctify him, for he brings near the bread of your God. He is holy to you, for I, Jehovah, am holy, who is sanctifying you. And when a daughter of any priest pollutes herself by going whoring, she is polluting her father. She shall be burned with fire. Oh no, a priest's daughter can't go whoring at all. And the high priest of his brothers, on whose head the anointing oil is poured, in whose hand is consecrated to put on the garments, his head shall not be uncovered, nor his garments torn, nor shall he come near any dead persons. He shall not defile himself for his father or for his mother, nor shall he go out from the sanctuary, nor shall he pollute the sanctuary of his God. For the separation of the anointing oil of his God is on him. I am Jehovah. I don't understand what that means at all, but I do remember earlier when they did like the tabernacle and they were making the whole, or explaining how to make a sanctuary or whatever, that they did anoint, was it Aaron's sons? The priest, one of them got the anointing oil. There was a thing went on there. God, it's been so spaced out that I don't remember everything, to be honest. I just generally. But yeah, and he shall take a wife in her virginity. Anointing oil of his God is on him. I am Jehovah, and that's just how the next. So there's a separation of the paragraphs, like a good gap, like we're kind of, almost like a new chapter. So that next sentence just kind of caught me off guard. He is on him. I am Jehovah, and he shall take a wife in her virginity. He shall not take a widow, or one put away, or a polluted one, a harlot, but he shall take a virgin of his own people for a wife, and he shall not pollute his seed among his people, for I am Jehovah who sanctifies him. And Jehovah spoke to Moses. So anyway, being this guy sounds pretty good, right? If you're a guy, you're kind of guaranteed you're getting a virgin. It just reminds me of like the memes and jokes about, you know, the Muslims or Islam or whichever, yeah, maybe not even them, maybe I'm wrong about those two, but whichever one, you know, alleges you'd get 72 virgins, you know, in heaven if you blow yourself up or whatever. Like, you don't got to go to heaven. You can get a virgin now. You just got to kind of jump over here and do this instead. And it's just weird. Anyway, I get the idea behind it all just because of today's corrupted mind. It can be mistaken pretty easily. For I am Jehovah who sanctifies him. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, saying, no man of your seed throughout their generations shall draw near to offer the bread of his God if there is a blemish in him. Excuse me. For no man in whom there is a blemish shall draw near, a blind man, or one lame, or disfigured, or deformed, or broken-footed man, or broken-handed man, or one humpbacked, or a crushed one, or with a spot in his eye, or a scurvy or a scabbed person, or one with crushed testicles. Whoa, crushed testicles. Huh. I guess the first thing I've read in here I don't even want to look into. No man of the seed of Aaron, the priest in whom there is a blemish, shall come near to offer the fire offerings of Jehovah. A blemish is in him, he shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat of the bread of his God, of the most holy things, and of the holy things, but he shall not enter into the veil, and he shall not draw near to the altar, for a blemish is in him, and he shall not pollute my sanctuary, for I am Jehovah, who sanctifies them. And Moses spoke to Aaron and to his sons and to all the sons of Israel. And that's the end of chapter 21. We'll pick this back up with 22. That is kind of weird because essentially what it's saying, though, or is recognizing is that anointed one may end up with scurvy or, you know, some other sexually transmitted disease that causes scabs. And they're saying while you're having an outbreak, you can't come in. You can still do some of the work from outside, but you're not coming in the sanctuary, you know, why you've got the wounds of your whoring, I guess, or something like that. That's weird. But yeah, all right, that was chapters 19 through 21. All right, have a great day, and God bless you.